on ABC Radio News, rail commuters in this state face the most significant shake-up in decades after the government outlined several route changes to the integrated Cross River Rail network. It's going to launch in 2025. Now, I'll speak with Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track, the rail improvement lobby group, who had a special briefing yesterday, as I understand it, by the department. But before I do that, I want to play you just a brief excerpt from Estimates Committee today, where opposition spokesperson Steve Minikin asked questions of Mark Bailey, the Transport Minister.
I refer to a media release here that was dated the 3rd of January 2021, and I quote, this is from the Minister. Minister for Transport and Main Roads Mark Bailey said, because of the Palaszczuk government's decisive action, Cross River Rail would be ready to service the South East by 2024. Question specifically, Minister, will this be achieved, yes or no?
I thank the Honourable Member for the question. I don't think you can appreciate it. We've issued a lot of press releases over a lot of time. we have announced a number of years ago, that the construction would cease in 2024. There would be a year of testing and signalling work that is a learning out of the Redcliffe line opening. That the full opening of Cross River Rail to the public would be 2025. This has been known for many budgets. So for the member to now pull out something that sounds to me like it's...
From 18 months ago, it sounds to me
like there was a typo in that release. There's been, again, interjecting, carrying on like a... You know, really, it's really not befitting of you, Member for Chatsworth. I thought you would be better than this. But, you know, I have constantly and often referred for many years to the fact that the construction would stop in 2024, that the project would open in the later stage of 2025.
No.
I've said that on numerous occasions, in numerous documents. You've found something with a typo. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Minister Mark Bailey answering the question from the opposition's transport spokesperson, Steve Minikin. So let's go to the organisation that had a private briefing from the Cross River Rail people yesterday, as I understand it, about the network plans. And their analysis is more wins than losses with the revealed final rail network plans for the Cross River Rail project. The Cross River Rail project will include a new 10.2 kilometre rail line from Dutton Park to Bowen Hills, including a 5.9-kilometre tunnel under the Brisbane River and the Central Business District. It'll be Brisbane's first underground rail system. The state government hopes the project will unlock the bottleneck at the core of the transport network and allow more trains to run more often to enable a turn-up-and-go transport system for the whole of southeast Queensland. Robert Dow is from the rail improvement lobby group Rail Back on Track and an advocate for better public transport in the southeast. Robert Dow, so Robert, put me in the picture here. So you received a private special briefing yesterday from the Cross River Rail people or the Transport Department or Queensland Rail. Who was it?
Good afternoon, Steve. The briefing was actually from Translink, which was good. We had an overview of the SEQ Rail Connect plan, which was released publicly today. In there was, as you've alluded to, was the network changes that will be associated with Cross River Rail when it comes into operation in 2025. I've always understood that the construction would finish in 2024 and they would go into a period of commissioning and testing, as the Minister outlined, and routine services would commence in 2025. So I don't think that's anything unusual. It's known,
yes,
as far as we're concerned.
Thank you. Now, give me your assessment on the final rail network plan. It's been revealed today. What's your assessment of it?
Finally revealed, Steve.
Yeah, finally revealed, yeah. Correct.
We've been chasing it for near on 3 years, as you're probably well aware of.
Yes.
We eventually did up our own proposed network early this year, and as it turned out, what we proposed is actually... correct in terms of what was released today. So we're pretty pleased that we were able to work our way through the business case and the request for project changes that Cross River Rail Delivery Authority had put in and come up with what is the actual operational network. Now, the the present
line. So, Robert, let me interrupt there if I can. So you told me that overall the final rail network plan reveals more wins than losses for the public.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was just going to go through that. To understand how it works, you need to consider how the lines are broken up into sectors or groups, okay? Now, the new network will have three sectors. Sector one will be the lines running north and south through the tunnel itself. So we're looking at Gold Coast, Benlea running through the tunnel and out to Redcliffe Peninsula, Caboolture and Nambour. So that's sector one. Sector two will comprise the lines coming in from the west, essentially Rosewood, Ipswich and Springfield, through central and out to Doomben, Airport and Shauncliffe. Now, that's a very significant change with respect to the airport line. Sector three will be Fernie Grove through central, South Bank to Cleveland. So that's basically how the network will be structured. We think that's the best structuring in terms of how the tunnel is configured with the track layouts north and south of the tunnel. And it will mean that people will, in some cases, have to change the way they travel. Now, a good example is your travel daily, Steve, from Salisbury into South Bank, I think it is, isn't it?
That's correct. Now no longer will anyone on the Beenleigh line or the Gold Coast line be able to travel into South Brisbane or South Bank.
Not direct, no, because trains coming up from Beenleigh to Gold Coast will be going into the Cross River Rail Tunnel once they leave Dutton Park. So you'll need to change at Bogger Road and go up to Park Road to get on to a connecting service coming in from Cleveland to run through South Brisbane and South Bank.
How does that look to you, Robert Dow?
Well, it's going to be inconvenient for those people who are used to a direct service, but on the other hand, you're going to be able to go straight into Woolloongabba and Albert Street. Now, Albert Street in Brisbane is better placed than Central is with respect to access to the CBD in many respects. So there's wins and losses, as I said.
What about for people who travel the Ipswich lines, that big, long southern line from Ipswich into Brisbane?
Yeah. Now, the travel from the west will be unaltered, okay? Where the change will happen is that once you leave Fortitude Valley, Bowen Hills, those trains coming in from the west will then go on to what's known as suburban tracks, which are the eastern tracks north of Brisbane, and they will then go through and form Shauncliffe Airport and Doomben services. Now, the Doomben line's interesting. They're going to extend the Doomben services from Noomben to Roma Street to out to Indooroopilly. So that'll mean more trains coming in from Indooroopilly, which is a good thing. Fernie Grove will run through the suburban lines in the city to Cleveland. Now, that does present a little bit of an issue because we've got more trains running on the main tracks through the CBD and less trains coming through the suburban tracks. It's a little bit unbalanced, Steve. So that's not a good thing.
What about tourists who would travel direct between, you know, the airport to the Gold Coast? That direct line has now been cut or changed.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, there are some options. People can come through and change at Roma Street because Roma Street is going to be the station where you'll be able to connect to all lines. However, coming in from the airport line, it might be preferable to change at Eagle Junction for northern and southern line connections, for example, Doomben and Shauncliffe and Bowen Hills and Fernie Grove. And you can also get onto the southern services there because they'll be coming through. Now, it depends whether or not they're going to be stopping at Eagle Junction. I think they will be, the ones coming from north, coming down from Nambour and Caboolture and Kippering. And then you'll be able to get on and simply go down the Gold Coast. So it's going to mean a transfer with cases, suitcases in many cases. So they need to think a little bit about that. Where is going to be the optimal transfer point? Is it going to be Eagle Junction or will it be Roma Street itself?
My guest is Robert Dow from the rail lobby group Rail Back on Track. Rail Back on Track is an advocate for better public transport in the southeast of Queensland. And yesterday they received a special briefing from TransLink about the final Cross River Rail Network plan. So overall, your assessment of the plan that's now been revealed, Robert Dow?
We think it's sound. It is an improvement. Obviously, if you're going to build a tunnel for the cost of, what, $6 billion, you'd expect to use it, and we certainly will be using it on our network. It will allow more services more often, as they say. The thing that really is driving this as well is the rollout of the new signalling system, which was referred to as the European Train Control System Level 2. That allows trains to run slightly higher speeds, closer together, safely, because the trains have an external control on them, if you like. If they start to go too fast, or they approach a red signal too fast, or attempt to run past the red signal, the trains are stopped. So it's a safety level. Also, listeners may be interested to know that inside the tunnels themselves, the trains will be running under automatic train operation. They will be stopped automatically at the stations. They need to be stopped very precisely because they need to line up with the platform screen doors, which will be fitted to the Cross River Rail stations in the tunnels. That is Bogger Road, Woolloongabba, Albert Street and Roma Street will have platform screen doors. People who've travelled overseas or been to Sydney on the metro down there will know what a platform screen door is. Yeah. So overall, we're quite pleased. We finally have got the official network. We were pretty confident we had it right, Steve, but it's nice to have that confirmation. Now they can really set about working on detailed timetables and getting it all together. The other thing that people need to be aware of, the bus timetables will change as well. Train timetables change means that in many cases the bus timetables that support the trains will have to change as well.
Is there any clarity yet, Robert Dow, in your TransLink briefing about whether or not the Brisbane Metro project, the trolley bus or the articulated bus project, is going to link up at what certain points with Cross River Rail? Is there any clarity about that? Where, if so, where?
You can actually get on at Roma Street, for example, which is the big advantage of using Roma Street as a key transport point. You've got connections there at Roma Street. Also, at Bogger Road Park Road, you've got access to the busway there. And there's a proposal to build a new bus station at Woolloongabba, which will also allow connection from Cross River Rail over to the busways and Brisbane Metro. Brisbane Metro is bi-articulated electric buses, very good vehicles. And by running those bi-articulated buses on the busway, it will free up some of the more smaller route buses. We hope that there's a lot more cross-suburban routes, linking railway lines, you know, going across suburbs, rather than having to go into the CBD and out again to traverse, say, if, for example, to go from Corinda over to Yeronpilly or something like that.
Okay, let me be clearer with my question, though. Are those the bus stops where they link with Cross River Rail, have they been declared yet?
No.
That's what I was
Okay. There is planning.
Yes.
If you look at the Cross River Rail map, they'll show you where the connections will be. But in terms of detailed planning, I don't think that's available yet, particularly not for Woolloongabba anyway, so.
All right. Robert Dow is my guest. Now, if you're listening to Robert Dow, if you commute into work every day via train, how do you think this will change your train route, for better or for worse? You would have seen it, the map published in a number of the news organisation papers and websites today. So as you've seen the new plan for the Cross River, or to adapt the Cross River Rail network, what will it mean for your commute? Will it change your train route travel for better or for worse? You give me a call, 1300 222 612 is the phone number. So, Robert Dow, a couple of questions for me, if you don't mind. So estimates, I know you listened to estimates as well today, and I think you found it as frustrating as I did, Robert.
Yeah, a little bit. I got hauled away.
Okay.
To give comment on the new network.
Right. Okay.
Made it difficult for me to listen to estimates in the end.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think you did well missing it because it was very frustrating. First of all,
it always is.
Yeah. Did the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, mislead people when he said that Cross River Rail would be on time and on budget? What's your position?
No, we've always been of the understanding that 2024 was when construction would be complete and it would be in service 2025. Oh, I don't think there's been any misleading on that point.
Thank you.
There may have been an inaccurate media release, I don't know, but we've always been under the understanding that it was 2024 for the construction complete. They will need to go into extensive testing and training, of course.
Which will take about 12 months, I think, Robert Dow.
Well, it will. It's complicated.
Yep.
we had a debacle with the Redcliffe Peninsula line, as listeners would know.
Yeah.
With signalling problems there, and they don't want to repeat. They are trying to get this right, and I think they will. The ETCS rollout, as I understand it, is going fairly well at this point in time. It's a challenging project, Steve, this new signalling system. Not so much the implementation of ETCS itself. It's the integration with the existing signalling system, which I think will present some challenges. And that was the problem on the Redcliffe line, believe it or not.
What's the total cost of the Cross River Rail project today, Robert Dow?
Well, if you look at the tunnel in itself, they say $6 billion. But then you've got to look at the cost of ETCS, the stabling yards, everything associated with it. It's a lot more than that in reality. It depends how you look at it, Steve, isn't it?
Well, I guess this is where the opposition were going. So the minister keeps saying $5.4 billion, but the opposition say, well, actually, if you add up everything associated with the project, it's closer to $8 billion. What's your position?
Well, I think the Premier's actually said in Parliament $6.2 billion, if I recall correctly. So I'm confusing it even more. Our figure we work on, we reckon it's $10 billion to get it all up and running.
How do you come up with the figure of $10 billion to get it all up and running?
You've got the cost of the tunnel itself roughly at $6 billion, and then you've got the signalling system, you've got stabling. You can even factor in the station works, quite considerable with that. You can argue, well, that's different than Cross River Rail. Well, no, it's not. It's really all part of the whole thing. I think it's got to the point where this breaking up into little pieces all the time and saying, well, it's actually more than that, is a bit confusing to listeners. Your listeners is confusing to us.
Yep.
And I think they just should come up with a collective figure, itemise each item which goes into the project and leave it be at that. How's that?
Robert Dow, thanks for your time. I really appreciate your clarity.
Thank you.
Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. They're a lobby group that got a private special briefing with Translink yesterday over the new final rail network plan. And you'll note that Rail Back on Track say they think it's the whole Cross River Rail project is actually much closer to $10 billion.
Local breakfast.
Yeah, Bernadette.